out without the purpose of the silver? Certainly, Osa. But how about all these Rishenim who say, the second Moshe Rashi and the Miri and the Ritvo, who say that Hakpode on a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras Amloche? So he is not mechavin to smooth out the surface. The Gemara calls it Dovashim Mischavim, and Gartigan is also because of secretion. So let's see now. So you certainly would expect the Miri, who goes much farther than merely saying that without Kavone to have a smooth surface, there is no Issa of Memachet. He says even if you have Kavone, but if the Kavone is not for the purpose of the Tashmish, but Lenoi Baalme, then there is no Issa of Memachet. So the Haskama V'chamo here, when there is no Kavone, certainly there should not be Issa of Memachet. So you'll see how the Miri explains it. The Miri explains it like Rashi. B'chol mishavshifim es hakelim, kedei litzachzachon. You can polish kelim with everything. Chutz mikli kesed v'gartken. But you cannot polish silver with gartken. What's gartken? It's white sand, but it's really the sediment. Tzvives chovies hayayim. So, v'yesh mifoshim eise ofar hanikro alu. Mipni shiika tikunei be'elu. Hey, I think it's an English word too, alum. Mipne shiika tikune beilu, v'akesef nigrar al de tzichtzucho. When you polish it, so then you attain, you affect a smooth surface. V'hu mimachik, shu av milohe, v'av al pishin mischavei, mikol mokim psikrei shehu. Avo nata v'chei umuter, shein tikune v'kach, v'ain kangrere, v'av al pisha beilu, hu nigdar lipomi, but not always. So mikol mokim ein kam tzikreishim. So the meaning here is the other pole of what he says in Klal Gadol. In Klal Gadol he says not only that kavone to smooth out is an essential ingredient, that even if there is kavone to smooth out, but if it's not for the purpose of adapting at litashmish, that if it is for the purpose of beauty, so no machik. Now here, first of all, it's not for the purpose of Tashmish. Why does a woman polish silver? For beauty, that's all. There's no other reason. Certainly, the outside of the silver cannot interfere with the use of the silver kiln. The inside maybe sometimes might interfere, but the outside, why should a woman polish the outside surface of silver? Only for beauty. So still is chayv shemachek, so we see that even when it's done, we may be alme. So there is a chiyuv machik. And then, not only when b'kavone he does it l'inoy ba'alme, even without kavone, as long as there is a psikreishin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even without the psikreishin. So m'machik is like any other meloche. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to be mischavim, psikreishin is considered mischavim. If there is no psikreishin, it's not mischavim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even without the psikreishin. So there is still a meneibet. So as far as the first kashi is concerned, so that's no kash at all. Because true that the Miri says in Kol Godel that only when someone has kavone to be mimachik, to smooth out the surface for the purpose of itashmish, then it involves a chiyuv mimachik. But if he has kavone to smooth out the surface for the purpose of nebi alme, not. So it doesn't mean because there is a distinction between a beauty and some other tashmish. No. If a person is primarily interested in beauty, and that's the reason as to why he does a certain piece of work, so the beauty, that's his tashmish. What difference does it make? So that's his tashmish. So memele, when a person polishes silver, so what's the primary purpose of polishing the silver? Beauty. So that's the tashmish. So then we cannot say we may bound. When does the Miri saying that if the kavone is linoi bialme, so then it's not considered a machik when the primary purpose of the piece of work is to adapt it for a certain tashish. But as long as he does that piece of work, so agavuche, he enjoys making it more beautiful. But he wouldn't do that piece of work for the sake of beauty alone. He's doing that piece of work, let's say, in respect to the gemore of amsatei sesev. He chisels his stone. So why does he do it? In order to have a beautiful stone, so that a visitor, when someone sees it, so say, how beautiful. For that, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't chisel the stone in order that someone should say how beautiful. He chisels the stone in order to adapt it for a certain use, to be put into a certain structure of whatever other use he has in mind. That's his primary purpose in chiseling the stone. But as long as he chisels the stone, and he has to do it, so he enjoys the fact that it's smoothed out to, so people, why not? People say it's beautiful. But that's not the purpose of the work. The purpose of the work is some tashmish other than beauty. But if beauty is the purpose of the work, so that's also a tashmish. What difference does it make what kind of a tashmish it is? So there is, that's no kash. But the Miri in Klal Godel emphasizes several times that when is there a miloche of mimachik only when it's kavone lachlike. And here, when he uses gartiken in polishing silver, he doesn't have a kavone lachlike. And v'horaye, Rashi says that it's because of tzikreishe. And v'horaye, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so even plain sand cannot be used in polishing silver because of the possibility it'll smooth it out. So, but there is no kavone lachlike. And if kavone lachlike is an essential ingredient in mloche, so why should Rabbi Yudeh say that you cannot polish silver with sand because of the possibility it will smooth out the surface? So it's mashma from the Miri that he does that even according to the Miri, it's not the actual kavone that constitutes the essential ingredient of the Tzuras HaMloche of Mimach. But the fact that he is nene from that smooth surface. Now, we said in explaining the Rishenim Wachilik HaRabentam, Rabentam said that Chilif is Chayev Mishu Mimach. So we raise the question, why? Because when he squeezes out the milk from the udder of the behemoth, so he has to flatten out and smooth out the udder of the behemoth. So he has the kashe, but it's a machshavah it's really good for. It is a special yichvus. So we mentioned the Ramban and the Ram, that when something is used as a means towards an end, even though it's not nichalei per se, but since it's a necessary means towards an end, even though it is not nene from that miloche per se, so it's considered psikreishe de nichale. It's considered miloche atzricha leguf. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Tam says that chelif chayiv shemachik. However, the other Rishenim achilik Rabbi Tam and say that chelif is not chayiv shemachik, even though they are not chelik on the mitzies. And as far as Mitzias is concerned, they agree with Ramnatam that in order to obtain milk, you must flatten out and smooth out the surface of the order of the behemoth. Otherwise, it will be impossible. It will be impossible to obtain milk. So it is a means toward an end, and still is not chayv shel machik. So I said, because the Rishenim Wachilik Ramnatam, they hold that the kavone for a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of loche. So it doesn't mean kavone mamesh, that we see from It doesn't mean intention, mamesh. It means an interest in it. If he's interested in this Lucifer, whether he's mamesh intended or not, is not important. As long as he's interested, as he's nene, as he has an interest in this Lucifer, even if he doesn't mamesh intend. So because of that, when you use gartiken in polishing silver, he does not intend. He wants, so here you cannot say Linei Baalmei, because here the Tashmish is not. I mean, there's the whole purpose of polishing silver. Why? In order to make it beautiful. But she, so if the woman uses gartiken in polishing silver, she intends to make it beautiful. But she does not intend dafke to smooth out the surface. Suppose she will polish the silver, and she will not smooth out the surface, she'll also be happy. But of course, if she'll smooth out the surface, then it will be more beautiful, if the whole surface is smoothed out. And that is the tashmish, the beauty is the tashmish. So even though there is no actual kavone, but she certainly is interested in a smooth surface. She'll enjoy it more if the surface of the silver will be smoothed out. And the beauty, that's the tashmish. So mimele, it's considered mimachik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that dovashin mischave in his osea, so he's not allowed even to use ordinary sand in polishing silver, because of the possibility that it will smooth out the surface. And if this will happen, so then she'll enjoy it. So she has an interest in a smooth surface. So as long as one is nene of the smooth surface, as he has an interest in a smooth surface, so mimele is chayv mishumachik. So it's not the actual kavone that constitutes an essential ingredient of the mitzvah amloche, but the interest in a smooth surface. Not the kavone, but the interest in a smooth surface. But according to Rav Shimon, the mere possibility doesn't answer it. Because it's Dovashim Mischav, Mashayim Kein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not the Psik Reishe, but as long as it's Michale, and she has an interest in the smooth surface, so that's considered Kavone. So when the Miri, it's true that the Miri uses the word Kavonosil Achlik, but he doesn't use the word Kavone in the sense of intention, but in the sense of an interest. So he says, so Elashik Adovo, Sheacha Shenechtivo, Vihushves Limidoso, אין בו עד משום מחתיך, שערי נעשה הקיל, ודמימחיק אין כאן, שאין הכבונה בו להחליקו, להסתש משלו נייח להיקין, ימימריך ריטיו, ושוב בין העמודים, ומחיק, so when he says שאין הכבונה בו להחליקו, it means he has no real interest in a smooth surface, because his real interest is to adapt it for a certain use, whether it will have a smooth surface or not. So that's not his real interest. Shein akavone bolach liko liyestash misholo neyachlei ki imar chitiyo vishob in amudim umechek is asar mneir lachlike vein zelenei baalme vein kam legmam loch ma shein came in the case of gartiken that is used in polishing silver. So there he, even though he does not have the actual intention, but he has an interest in his smooth surface. And because the smooth surface will make it more beautiful, and the beauty, that's the tashmish, that she's interested in. So memele, it's considered to involve a nisa of memach.
But you don't see other instances of
Roshan Tzichu,
where you have a dwarf, totally separate to what he's made purposes.
What?
Other,
but in other miloches, where there is no special aloche of an interest in the smooth surface, so then, true, there is aloche of Dovashim Mischaven, and Psikreshen Lichbes Leidoch says, he's not considered Mischaven, but where it's a means towards an end, so then it's considered to the creation Michalei. Masha'in came with Gabin Machik, where an interest in the smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the Moloche. So even when it is a means towards an end, it's still not Chayim. But if he has an interest in the smooth surface per se, not as a means towards an end, then he's chayev, even according to Rashi's second lashon, even according to the Nir. One second, I want to cover more ground, please. All right. Now, hakei shebarati, kshira ben mishkin hechavoy, omar rove shechilkei shechim b'yisei. So in the Mishkan, they did the kshira whenever they had to tie the pegs of the tents. Ahu kesham naslahatu elo marabai shechinei geiriyei shenivtikol nimo keshlenis shechin shenei keshlenis. So in other words, those who weave curtains, so if something tore, so they had to tie it. Omalei rove taritz the kesha my matir my iklanima. Where do you find matir on the Mishkan? V'chitei medim yisramalei treichute kitre ba'adole. Two knots. Shorechad v'kotechad. So in other words, so there were two, you saw that two pshot. Rashi says, Stasis mentioned it. Rashi says, v'adol v'shnei chutin zitoze. Shorechad l'achar v'gosso mater echot. Mipnei shebilti menirin. V'kotechad v'niach kmoi shehu. So if one found the Mishk, they say amloch on the Mishk. If they found, let's say, two knots, and so they untied one and they left one. So Memele, so the Gemore's Havamine was that that was the basis of the Meloche, of Matir, even though it was not Matir on Aslikshia, it was not Matir on Aslikshia. This is what they said. So, ולפי מה שפיר יש רשי בגמור את המשרם לצריק שיתרה בעדות בשני חוטים זה איתו זה שעור אחד מני אחד מה שמחייב ולא ימס לקשר ולא שינקות העולים מה שבקיפרוש בו תעבור רך פיר יש וכי מה שבירושלמה כשנסקחו בשני מקי מייז ונקשר מתירים בי זק שורים ומשליחים לחוץ אמצוי וחזרים וקשרים שתי אורושים זה בזה. So when the חוט was nipsak, so then they untied both, and then and they threw away the middle piece of the thread, and then they wore keshe the two ends. So in other words, so this untying was for the purpose of being keshe. So it's matter on aslikshe. So in other words, so this is how Tesis proved that according to Rashi, so in the Mishkan it existed, certainly according to Halam in every part. So in the Mishkan it existed, so the matter existed, shaloyam on aslikshe. But according to Rach, so it existed, Almanas Likshea. So really, according to Rach, Tesis says, one is not Chayev unless it's Almanas Likshea. Now we explain the Tesis of that. Right. So the Gemara refutes. It's impossible, it's inconceivable that this was done in the Mishnah. Hashlut, the Melech was of a dominating king, the Melech Mocha Mocha Kulim Bo, Elo Marobe, the Tim Rabbi Loye, Shechin, Saudi Halose, Kei Shechin Umatir. Vatefa Shtei Tviris. Volikaime. Omar Rabbi Bachone, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Vihushe Koshron. So in other words, so then it is Kaime. Hakere Amaslit, Vekriya Bimishki Yave, Rabbi Rabzeire Damrit Abaye, Shechin Yiriyo Shenofu Bodarne, Kirin Bovi Tefrene. So if it was attacked Yiriyo, so then they used to make a rent and to sew it up. So it existed in the Mishkan. Omar Rav Zutra Batuvi, Omar Rav Amitei Achut Shel Tfira B'Shabes Chayev Chatos. So we saw that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach. According to Rashi, so he's Chayev Mishim Tfira, even though there was no Maise Tfira, he didn't put in any stitches, nothing, he just stretched out the thread, and according, so he's Chayev Mishim Tfira, because it accomplishes the same result that stitches accomplish. It holds it together, and according to the Rach, no. When is the chiyuv of tefer? Only when you put in stitches, when there is an actual tefer. But if you don't put in stitches, you just stretch out the thread, so then there is no tefer. But why is the chayev? Is chayev on the score of tefer? What's the shaykh as with tefer? Because what you do when you are tefer, you make threads. And what's the purpose of making threads? What do you need threads for? In order to make with the threads, to make stitches that will tighten things together. So in this case, the thread is there, but as long as it's loose, And as long as it's not stretched out, so it doesn't fulfill the function of thread. The function of thread is to be used in stitches, and now in the loose state, it is not used in stitches. But by stretching it out, so he enables the thread to fulfill its function of being used in stitches. So memele it's it all the of tape. Va'alemi dolarechot min amagush, chayev mis. It doesn't mean chayev mis amamesh, it means it's a big aveir. Va'yidei alechashik tkuvves mazoleis, ve'inechei sheif osa lisaper men. Magush te ravu shmuel chadom acharshe, v'chadom agaduf. So one says that magushte, the agushte is a magician, a mechashit. V'chadom agaduf. What is gadufe? Gadufe. So Rashi says, gadufe mino oduk ba'avrizore. Gadif tomid is Hashem umeisis anoshim ba'avrizore. So in other words, so it means umeisis madiach. Umeisis madiach. So we are not allowed even to talk to umeisis madiach. This time the Rav Magadut. The Omar Rav Zutre Batuvi Omar Rav Halemi Dovarechot Min Amadush Chayev Mis. Chayev Mis. You're not allowed to learn even an important thing and even a Dvar Torah. But from Emesis and Madiach we're not allowed to learn anything. This Al Kedai Tochal She Haksiv Wislamid Lasei Savlat Lomid Lohobin Lohiris. This time. So in other words, so Maise Kishek is Muter if it's for the purpose of Lim. So there is a special Zerzakos. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Akiva learned all Maise Kishek because he wanted to know what Kishek is. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Ba'akapore, Kol Ayidei Alechashiv Tkufis Mazolis V'Nechishiv Olu Vakos Veimeir V'Stela Adishem Liyavitu Maise Yodok V'Ro. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Minayim Shemitzal Odom Mechashiv Tkufis Mazolis, שנאמר ושמרתם ועשיסם כי חוכמסכם ובנסכם לין העמים איזו חוכמו ובינו של לין העמים הבאים מאיזה חישוב תקופס ומזולס. Now there are several פשוטים here on this. לין העמים שחוכמה ניכרש היא שמר להם סימן לדבור בילו חכמו והמזולס שמעידים כדבור שאים מאיזה שונו זו קשומו ויקיין שונו זו שכונו ויקיין שכל היתים לפי מלך החמו מזלסאו ומזלסאו במזלתו הקל לפי השור המסחלס לשמיש בכניסס החמו למזל. That's Rashi's Pshat. So it means mitzvah lechashiv tkufis mazolis means if he learns about the star so that he will be able to predict whether it will be a rainy weather or a dry weather. That's Rashi's Pshat. Now, as a matter of fact, there is a special after Rashi we say in it. So what is Lisainu? Elu Hanistin Iti. So in other words, those who say that this day is good for certain business, and this day is bad for certain business. So that's Ilav Deraisi. So how can there be a mitzvah? How can there be a mitzvah? I mean to learn a certain kind of a science in order to be able to predict whether it will be a rainy weather or not. The answer is, Rashi doesn't say שהחוכמו שמר אלוהם סימון לדבורו בילו חכמו ומאזוליס what day is it's good to do a certain type of work or not. That's astrology. But apparently Rashi mentions, he spells out שונו זוג שומו and שונו זוג שכונו. I mean, there are some scientists today who try to predict the weather for many months ahead on the basis of what they call science. Whether it's really scientific or not is another question. But what is it?
I mean, it wasn't successful.
Yeah, all right. So, but this will not involve an Issa of Lisenu. This will not involve an Issa of Lisenu. One second. This will not involve an Issa of Lisenu because only when one predicts certain actions, I mean, what actions should take place on a certain day, that comes within the love of Lisenu. But if he just tries to predict the weather, then it doesn't come within Lisenu. But the Rambam in the Tshuva, and also the Rambam in Mir Nevuchim, and the Rambam implies it in the Siddhat Hira also. So his pshat of Menayim Shemitzvah Odom Lechashit Kufis Mazoles is that when one studies science, so it's a mitzvah. natural science, because through a knowledge of natural science, one attains avas abere. So there are two mamore chazal. One droshe is eich haderech leave histakel b'terose. Zui haderech leave. And the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos mentions that droshe. In other words, to attain avas Hashem through the study of the Torah, and then histakel b'masov. But you know, it's much more difficult to attain avas Hashem through the study of nature than it is to attain avas Hashem through the study of the Torah. In order to attain avas Hashem through study of nature, he must be on a very, very high level. But to attain avas abere through the study of the Torah, he doesn't have to be on a very high level. He only has to become completely involved in the study of the Torah. If he studies Torah only superficially, so naturally, it's not conducive. It will not conduce avas abere. But if he becomes completely involved in the study of the Torah, so he doesn't have to be a great intellectual with a great mind with an IQ of 180, even if he has average intelligence. If he becomes completely involved in the study of the Torah, he'll certainly attain avas abere. But to attain avas abere through the study of nature, well, so sometimes even if you are a scientist, as great a scientist, an intellectual giant as Albert Einstein, and you still don't attain avas abere. But if a person studies nature from the point of view of avas abere, then he certainly becomes a mitzvah. This the Rambam spells out in the Siddhartha. Then, one second, please, I want to cover a lot of ground. You'll discuss it with me, but please don't interrupt me now. You see that I'm in a rush. So, then there is another pshat. There is another pshat in that's the pshat of the smag. The smag mentions in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the smag mentions a mitzvah of being mechashik tkufis mazones. You see, the Rambam, even though he explains it on the basis of avos avere, so just because he explains it on the basis of avto, so as Hashem Alekecho, so he doesn't mention it as a separate mitzvah, because is included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. But the Smag mentions Chishuv Tkufis Mazoles as a separate mitzvah in the Minyan Ramach. And what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is incumbent upon Beis Din. They have to know how to figure out when the Levone will be seen, let's say on a certain night or on a certain day, on certain mountains in Eretz Yisrael, so that they will be able to verify whether a certain testimony by the Eidei Kiddush HaChidesh is a true testimony or it's a false testimony. So it's a mitzvah it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, according to the Smag, incumbent upon Beis Din, not upon every Jew, but only upon Beis Din, or someone who has aspirations to be a member of the Beis Din, to know astronomy so that he would be able to figure out exactly when the moon will be seen on a certain night and in what place it will be seen. Alright, so there are three pshat. Hatzotzi, Tona, please, Tona Rabbanon, Hatzot Chalozim Va'apeitzei in Echayev Lach, Abyudei in Echayev Shtayim. Shoy Rabbi, I'm sorry, but I have to cover some ground, because it's just before Rosh Hashanah, I have to cover some ground. Hatzot Chalozim Va'apeitzei in Echayev Lach, Rabbi Yudai Imei Chayev Shtai, Shoy Rabbi Yudai Imei Apsiye Bichlal Dish, Omru Lei Imtsiye Bichlal Dish, Omar Rove, Mai Taimid Rabbonon, Kosavre Ein Dishe El Legdule Kark. So there is a machleket between Tanekame and Rabbi Yudai. Tanekame says, the Atzot Chalozein Va'apitzei in the Chayev Lachas, which Achas, Mishum Tzot, because he captured the Chalozein. And Rabbi Yudah says it's Chayev Shtai. First, it's Chayev Echatos Mishum Tzeide, and it's Chayev Echatos Mishum Dish. So the Rabbonon said to Rabbi Yudah, Im Tzir Bechol Dish. Omar Rove my time the Rabbonon, Kosavre in Dish El Dule Karke. And the Chalozin, that's a fish. So it's a dog. So a dog in Hebrew, not a, not a dog in English. So in Disha Eli, so a fish is not Yudoikar. Because a dog in English is a controversial figure. It would be telling Machlekes Rishonim whether he's Yudoikar or not Yudoikar. So, Omar Rove, my time with the Rabbonon, Kosavre in Disha Eli Yudoikar. Vilichayev name Mishmutras Mishome. So Mimele, there should be a chiyuv according to the Hanekame, a second chiyuv chatos, two not mishum dishe, but letting, in addition to the chiyuv of tzeide, letting be mechuyev mishum mitlas nishome. Omer Rabbi Yechon shepotzimes. Rov omer afilu teime shepotzichai. Misasik hu eitzel mitlas nishome. Now let's see how Rashi. In chayev hapei tzeidech kibi yodov sheyitze domen. In the chayev elachas, mishum tzeit avol apsi elekachiv, bichlal dishe she mifarik dome imenu, ki mifarik tvua mikashin shalom, misasik hoi tzeltin esi shom, ki lai melgabe nitras nishom av misasik bidobar achia, vilei have milechas machsheves, she mischavin she yomus. So how does Rashi explain it? When Rove says, afilu teime she potzer chay, misasik hoi tzeltin esi shom, so he's not chayev, why is he potter? Al nitilas nishome because of mileches machsheves, because of his Shabbos dikaloche. This is how Rashi explains. But Teisves is chelik on Rashi. Teisves says misasik hu is nitilas nishome. Hay misasik lav davke. Do misasik b'chabure chayev. L'Reb Shimon diyoma b'seifik sofik ochal hanach litineike soyu mikalko b'chabure chayev misasik name chayev. Now there is a machleket between Reb Shimon and Reb Yude. As to whether Mikalkil, but now the general principle is that Mikalkil is potter, kolam kalkulim to it. But Reb Shimon says that Mikalkil, but Chaburo is chay. Chaburo is an exception to the general principle. Chaburo, Mavir also. But we're not concerned now with Mavir. So he says that Chaburo, Chayveil, is an exception to the general principle of Mikalkulim to it. And Chayveil, leave me, if he's Mikalkil is chay. How does Reb Shimon know that Mikalkil b'chabur is chayev? Because the Torah had to mention an extra gzeras akos that Mila is deicha Shabbos. But if the Mila bismano is deicha Shabbos. So only Mila bismano is muter on Shabbos. But Mila shaloi bismano is osar on Shabbos. Why is it Mila shaloi bismano osar on Shabbos? He's mechuyev to be kind of mitzvah Mila shaloi bismano. The answer is it involves a meloche. What kind of meloche? Chabure. But he's a Mikalkil. He is a Mikalkil, and even though there is a Tikkun Tzas, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but that's not a real Tikkun, that's only considered as a Tikkun Tzas. So Mimele, it should be considered Mikalkil, as far as the concept of Mikalkil is concerned. So even though he is Mikayim HaMitzvah of Mile, so it's still considered Mikalkil, so why does the Torah have to tell us that bismano you are allowed to be mal, and shaloi bismano you are not allowed? Everything should be allowed, even mila shaloi bismano, because there is no isa that I say is a mikalkel. And the tikkun of the mitzvah, that's a tikkun ktsas, that's not a real tikkun. So the answer is that chaburo is mikalkel is chayev. So mele mila shaloi bismano is osea, but mila bismano is a special aloche, that mila bismano is there. That's rebuke. That's Reb Shimon. Reb Yude, however, he holds that Mikalkel b'chabur, if it will be a real Mikalkel, so even b'chabur will be potter. So then you ask, so why does the Torah have to tell us that Mila Bismano is Eiche and Mila Shlo Bismano is Osea? Even Mila Shlo Bismano should be muter because he's Mikalkel. So Reb Yude says, Mila is not Mikalkel because there is the Tikkun the Mitzvah, he's Mikayim the Mitzvah, there is a Tikkun Koldu. So it's not in Mikalkel. So there is a machlekes between Reb Yudin and Reb Shimon as to whether Mikalkel b'chabur is chayev, Mikalkel b'chabur is potter. Now, there the Gemara mentions a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, if somebody had a tinik to be mal on Shabbos, and he made a mistake instead of maling the tinik, who had to be mal on Shabbos, was a mila bisman. So he was mal a tineik that was shaloi bisman. So there is a machleket between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. There is a machleket between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon as to whether he is chayev or not. So the machlekes is in another question as to whether Torah bidvar mitzvah. So, and the osam eloch, whether he's chayv or not. So he says, hanachlit neik, so we see. So hanachlit neik is, but the question is, he's misaseik, so you more ask. So why does Rabbi Yeshua say that? Rabbi Lezer says he's potter, Rabbi Yeshua says he's chayv. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say he's chayv? But he should be potter on the score of misaseik. Alright, so as far as Tobit Vamitzi is concerned, so he holds Tobit Vamitzi is also chayv. But he should be potter because of misaseik. So the Zohar gives a teretz, increases halalach with the nekes. Hoyu mikalkel b'chabur ha'chayev, misasek na ha'chayev. Since we have a special Zohar Sakosok, that mikalkel b'chabur is chayev, so the same Zohar Sakosok tells us that misasek b'chabur is also chayev. What's the connection between mikalkel b'chabur and misasek b'chabur? After all, the Zohar Sakosok is in connection with mikalkel b'chabur. That's the Zohar Sakosok of Mila Bismano. But there is not misasek. So the answer is, why is mikalkel generally potter? Because it's not Melachas Machshavos. Why is Misasek Potter by Shabbos? Because it's not Melachas Machshavos. So the same for, so the Ptur of Mikalkel is based upon the same Pasuk as the Ptur of Misasek. Since the Torah tells us in Milah B'Shabbos that Mikalkel B'Chaburo is higher, that means that the requirement of Melachas Machshavos doesn't apply to Chaburo. So it has relevance with Gabi Misasik Chabura too. Because why should Misasik be Potter? Because of Melachas Machshavos. And Mikalkel is also Potter generally because of Melachas Machshavos. So since the Torah tells us that there is no din of Melachas Machshavos with Gabi Mikalkel, so there is no din of Melachas Machshavos with Gabi Misasik. So he says, "Hi, misasik lav davke." The misasik habur chayv, Rav Shlomo Sifter Sofi Kochav. Hanachat anegi from kav habur chayv, zag lama chayv. Vitaim ki yali beirik. Midisrak le mishra memila. Michal un kav habur chayv. Lechashin un lechas machsheves. Dim kav kol dal mele miftel mishum lechas machsheves. Kidom abisit le kamel o gige. U misas. So how can the Gemara say that misasik u itzol tilas nishome? Because habur mitilas nishome is the same loche. Chayvil is chayev mishum told the Tilas Nishome. And according to Rav Shimon, so Misasek b'chabur is chayev, so Misasek b'tilas Nishome is chayev. So how can Rav say that Misasek b'tilas Nishome is poter? Chabur b'tilas Nishome, the sign hach. The answer is, when Gemara says here Misasek, Gemara doesn't mean the Misasek of Melachas Machshavos. Because the Misasek of Melachas Machshavos has no relevance regarding Tilas Nishome. Just as it has no relevance regarding Chabura. But the Gemara means the general principle of Dovashem Mishavim, which is it didn't call out the Kule. So Memele, that doesn't emanate. The Aloch of Dovashem Mishavim Muter doesn't emanate from the Gzeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos. That's a general principle. So since it doesn't emanate from the Gzeras HaKosuf of Melachas Machshavos, it applies to Chabura and to Tilas Nishome, just as it applies to all other Melachas. Misasik Dorocha, Hanid Ishim Mishavim, Kim Mishavim Klaal Melachim, Muter Afal Chabura, Afal Pidoli Boi Melachas Machshavos, Kmoi Kol Yisurim Shivatere, Vlishayar Melachas Machshavos, Vishori Mishavim. Kidom HaMechitsh. even though he's evil here. He's living shatnes, but since he's not mischavein, so it's muter. Uvashel ischam becham bnei achamo. V'chein muchav tzol etamad iksumes. Dom arim tim tzolim adam chabur emerda. Lidam mutzo. Wenn sie sagen, dass sie mit so ich habe gerade wieder noch gekrabschen, wir wieder was in Schraven, wir mit dem Zahl noch gekrabjule, da was in Schraven, bin Kaukel Halloch gekommen. Mach mal die Halloch gekrabschen, da was in Schraven, so lecker wie Swuke, bin Kaukel da von Kauk aber Kapure Haie, gib mir Schraven Mutter. So we have hier machle mit den Raschen Bitches. Wenn Robe says, und wenn Robe says, a few time she puts a high, mi sasi puts plus mi shome, so Rashi says that mi sasi some mailing spot there. Why is it put there on the specific din of Shabbos, of the Lachas Mach Shabbos? And Teisve says, no. Misasiku is a Shomer because of the general principle of Dovashim Yishav Muta. So Teisve's Kashi is outstanding against Rashi. How can Rashi say that Rove is saying, Afilu Teim Shepotzechai, Misasiku is a Shomer, so because of the Lachas Mach Shabbos? So he's put there for Tilas Nishome. For the Gemara in Chris has said in so many words that Misasik B'chaburo is Chayev. And what is Chaburo? Chaburo is a told there from Tilas Nishome. So if we have Gzeras HaKosuf, if we have Gzeras HaKosuf, that Misasik in Chaburo is Chayev, so that means that Misasik in Tilas Nishome is Chayev. So how can Tanekame say that Hatzot Chalozim Vapei say he's Potter on the score of Mitzvah Nishome because he's Misasek, but it's Misasek in Mitzvah Nishome? That's really Teisves Raya. So that Raya of Teisves is the Kashi against Rashi. So we have to say that according to Rashi, the Gzeras HaKosuf, after all, there is a general principle of Melachas Machsheves that Mikalkil is Potter in all Meloches, that the Kalkal is potter in all Meloches, that Misasik is potter in all Meloches. But we have Gzeras HaKosuf of Milet, that Milet is Malay Bech HaShabbos. Apparently, it involves a Meloch. But he is in the Kalkal. So that means that the Gzeras HaKosuf of Lechaz Machsheves does not apply, does not... So the Gzeras HaKosuf only tells us, so the Gzeras HaKosuf only tells us that it doesn't apply to Chabure, the Tolder of Nitilas Nishome, but the Gzeras HaKosuf does not apply to the Av of Nitilas Nishome itself. So, and you cannot ask, how can the Tolder of Nitilas Nishome be more homo than the Av of Nitilas Nishome? If someone makes a Chabure and he's a Mikalkeo, so he's chayef, even though it's not Melachas Machsheves. And if somebody is Neitel Nishome, so then he's potter. There is no such kashe, because it's a special Gzeras HaKosuf. So Memele, the Gzeras HaKosuf applies only to the Tolder of Chabur. The Chabur, the Tolder of Tilas Nishome, but not to the Abitus Nishome. And on that point, Teisves is Chelik HaRashi. According to Teisves, so the Gzeras HaKosuf that Mikalkeil is Chayev applies not only to the Tolder of Chabure, but it applies to the Avtu. So that's the machleket between Rashi and Teisves. Alright. Now, so Rav Omer Afilu Teimei Shepotzechai, Misasikus et Neshome, Vabaye V'Rovid Amrit Avaye, Meid Rav Shimon Psikhei Shevlo Yomus. So, Meid Rav Shimon Psikhei Shevlo Yomus. So, according to Tesis Pshat, the Tesis explains Rabbi on the basis of the Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is asking, Rabbi, Rabbi Damre Tavaye, that Psik Reishe is considered Mishab. So, according to Rashi, that Rabbi, when he says Misaz Nezen Shome, so it's on the basis of Melechas Machsheves. So שדם החי תגיד דם המס וכים בכל עצמי מסחם ותריח לשם ראשו יומס ביודי אפילו מייס אין כאן אלא מסעסי וכים מי לרב שמן במידה דלו יכפס לי אם מסחם ומי הוא אחד ולא אם אחד and the Ramban says the same thing the Ramban, the Miri, they said the same thing so in other words now the shita of the Oruch is that פסיקרי שדלו יכפס לי is מותר לחתחילה there is not even a Nisad Rabban is mutar lechatchila in kol ha-terekolim bein b'shaves, bein b'shoisov and the raya, one of the rayas the Oruch has many rayas but many rayas have reference many rayas of the Oruch deal with the Shabbos decaying ma she'inkin one raya of nizalkin yayin al gaboyishin daftarik alef in zvochin does not deal with Shabbos it deals with any other isa of Eish Tomit took it on Mizbeach Loi Sirve, so it's a love the Raise to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So Shmuel says, after Kalef in Zvochim, Mizalf in Yayin al Gabo Yishim. When you make Nisuch HaYayin, so you are allowed to pour the wine on the Gecholim of the Mizbeach. But the question is, so the Gemara says, Shmuel itayli, because Shmuel paskens like Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Yishchad Nizmuk. So all the Rishonim raise the question, but made Rav Shimon Psik Reishe V'lo Yomus. So how can Shmuel say that one is allowed to pour the wine on the Mizbeach, but when he pours the wine on the Mizbeach, so it will necessarily result in a kibul. So Teisves in Zvochim gives the Teretz that so when you throw the when you drop wine, let's say, when you pour something on the Mizbeach, so you pour it in such a way that it will not necessarily involve a kibbutz of the Gecholim. So in the Chaname, to pour it in such a way that it will definitely, necessarily, without any doubt, result in a kibbutz of the Gecholim, then it's also because it's the creation. But Shmuel does not have reference to that kind of a zilu. Shmuel has reference to a zilu where it does not involve a tzikreishe. Let's say he pours it, let's say the Gecholim are here and he pours it here, near the Gecholim. So then maybe it will extinguish the Gecholim, maybe it will not. But if it is a tzikreishe, it is awesome. The Oruch assumed that when Shmuel says Mizalkin Yayin Adabonishi, it has reference to a case where he pours the wine directly on the Gecholim, and where it's 100% that it will extinguish the fire. So why does Shmuel say it's Muter? Because it's Dovashim Yisram. So from that it uses the concept that Psikrei Shedul Yichpeslei is Muter. When do we say Psikrei She is considered Mishavein? If he's not Mamish Mishavein, but it's a certainty that the Meloche, that the Maisel Yisrael will be done, and he will be nene from it, he'll be nichale, he'll enjoy it. If he's indifferent whether the Meloche will be done or not, whether the Maisel Yisrael will be done or not, So then it's not considered mishave. Now, is he concerned whether the fire will be extinguished or not? He doesn't care. So b'meile, it's a psikreshel v'yichpes lei. So is chayv. And that way he explains the Gemara of ho ba'are didei ho ba'are dechava. Ho ba'are in the perik ha'beine. So if someone is still shulchin, and if he does it, and with the mashu, so... But he by being Telish Nuchin, he improves the land. So the question is a Chayiv Mishim Chayresh or not? So the Gemara says, if he does it in his own field, if he's Telish Nuchin, in Mashu, in his... This and he does it in his own field, thereby improving the land, so he's chayv mishum cheresh. But if he does it b'ara dechavre, so he's not chayv mishum cheresh. So Tesis there explains it on the basis of Moshe Tzir Lugufo. But the Oruch explains it on the basis of Psychation Lichbeslei. Because if he's still is doing b'ara didei, true, he's not mishaving to improve the land. He's not mishaving to improve the land. Some mele, but the land is improved anyway, and it's his own land, so he's netted from it. He derives a benefit from it. So it's a psychosh nichale. But if he does it by the chavre, what does he care whether his friend's land will be improved or not? So it's a psychosh lichbeslei. Some mele is considered in mischav. So the old shita is that psychosh lichbeslei is mutter. But Rashi is here explicitly chelik on the old. And he says, "V'chi mei de Rav Shimon b'miru lo yichbeslei u'mischave u'miru yichavne lo yichave." So psikhei shel yichbeslei yischayev yischel kandor. Mashenkin here it's more than lo yichbeslei. Here it's kosher. Because here he's very unhappy that the chalozin dies. Because on account of the death of the chalozin, so the coloring will not be so bright. If the chalozin had not died, the coloring would be much brighter. So it would give a much brighter color. So memele, Rashi Shita is the psikreishe v'lo yichpes le'yishayet. Psikreishe v'lo yichale, koshale. So then yishayet. Then Israel. That's Rashi Shita. Now, but in regard to Psychreshel Yichpeslei, so Rashi Shita is not like that. That Psychreshel Yichpeslei is considered Mishabi. Teisves is Chelik on the Och. But there are two Shitas in Teisves. Teisves here, and Teisves in Teika Beine, Dafkuk Beis, says that Psychreshel Yichpeslei is only Poter according to Rav Shimon and the score of Melocha Shinitzri Chaliguf. But according to Rabbi Yudat Lochashin Tzirul Gufo Yishayev, so Psychreshel Yichpeslei is Chayev. Why? Because Psychreshel Yichpeslei is considered Mishav Midrais. So Teisves in Perik HaBeine, and Teisves Dav Gimu in Shabbos, says that all these Gemores of Mapis Mose and Hatzot Nochosh, so it's only Poter because of Lochashin Tzirul Gufo. So it's out because we pass like Rav Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yude, so it will be higher Mapis Posa. Even though Teisves itself points out that it's a psikreishe, the Yichpesle. Why? Because Teisves Shite is that there is nothing significant in psikreishe, the Yichpesle. Any psikreishe is considered mischave. But according to Rav Shimon, Lochashin Tzirul Gufo is Poter. So every psikreishe, the Yichpesle, is also Lochashin Tzirul Gufo. So that's the reason as to why he is Poter. So it's Teisves Dav Gimel and Teisves in Perik HaBeine is chelikan the Och Shite in respect to the Derais. However, Teisves in Ksuves Dav Vov, he is also chelikan and the Och. And Teisves in Ksuves Dav Vov says that me Derais say the Och is right. That Psikrei Shelo Yichpes Lo Yiskan Sirat in Mishab. Not only in Shabbos is it Muta Derais. But even in Kolatere Kule, it's also Muta. And because of that, Teisves in Ksuves says that result in Yayin or Gabi or Ishin, because Mid Raise is considered in Mishab. But whereas the Och says that there is not even Nisan the Rabbonon, so Teisves says, Mid Rabbonon, it is Oseh. Mid Rabbonon, Psikreishe, even Loyichbezle is considered Mishab. But Mid Raise, Teisves, insofar as the Raise is concerned, Teisves in Ksuves, the Vov agrees with Teisves with the Och Shite, but he is Chelik only in respect to the Rabbonon. But Rashi is Chelik and the Och in respect to the Raise. Still, if it is Koshele, if he is unhappy, if he is Mitztayer from the Meloche that is done, as for example here, because he is very unhappy about the fact that the Chalozin is dead, because that will make the coloring less bright. So then it's not Imlachas Machsheves. So in other words, the Oruch, when the Oruch says Psikreishad Loyichteslei, is Muter, so it's on the basis of a general principle of Domashin Mishab. Because according to the Oruch, only Psikreishad Nichale is considered Mishab. Psikreishad Loyichteslei is not considered Mishab. Masheikin Rashi agrees with Teisves here that any Psikreishad is considered Mishab. So even Psikreishad Loyichteslei will also be considered Mishab. And in Kol HaTere Kule, it won't make any difference according to Rashi. Whether it's a Psikreishe, the Loyichteslei, or it's Psikreishe, the Loyichteslei, it will still be considered Mishavim, Midraise. But Gabi Shabbos, where there is a Aloche, of Melaches Machsheves, so if it is just Loyichteslei, then it is consistent with Melaches Machsheves. Mashenkin, if he's Mitztayer, if it's Loi Michalei, he's unhappy about the Meloche, so then it's inconsistent with Melaches Machsheves. Why? Now, it appears from the Gemore in Chrises. Now, first, Reb Chaim says, on the Rambam, so Reb Chaim says, that the Och Shite, that Psikreishe Loyichteslei is Muter, so that's not based upon Meleches Machsheves. That is based upon the general principle of Dovashem Mischav. But, let's say, according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says that Dovashem Mischav is Osear and Chayim Kolaterikolim. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, if someone, let's say, in Osear, will, with his hands, he will straighten out his hair. And by straightening out his hair, he'll tear out some hair. He'll be either an Isra Raisi, he'll be Chayim Malkis. According to Rabbi Yudeh. But, Teisves in Perikiro and in Yume says that Rabbi Yudeh will be made that by Shabbos Dovashim Mischave in his pot. Let's say Rabbi Yudeh says that one is not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says one is allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, even though he might pluck out grass, but it's Dovashim Mischave. If it's Kreshi, it isn't. It doesn't mean that every time you step on grass you must tear out, must pluck out grass. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So it's Dovashim Mischav. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed Lechatchila to walk on grass. According to Rabbi Yudeh, you're not allowed to walk on grass because of the possibility that you might pluck out grass. But so Tesva says in Perikiro, in Ksuves, in Yume, in Chrises, that even Rabbi Yudeh will be made it, that if someone will walk on grass on Shabbos and they'll pluck out grass, he will not be chayav Lechatos. Why? Because midraise Rabbi Yudeh is made that Dovashim Mischav by Shabbos is muter. Why? Because Melachas Machshavos. So if it is a Dovashim Mischav and it's not a Tzikreishe, so it's inconsistent with Melachas Machshavos. It has Melachas Machshavos. So by Shabbos, it's only Yosef Rabbonim according to Rabbi Yudeh. Mashenkin Kolat Erekure, where there is no Aloch of Melachas Machshavos, it's also midraise. So Reb Chaim says, and this is mentioned by the Meir in Perek Abayim, everything that Reb Chaim says. So he says, suppose it's a psikreishel v'yichpesle. According to the Aruch Shit, the psikreishel v'yichpesle is considered in the Mischav. And Reb Chaim assumes that the Rambam Shit is also like the Aruch. That psikreishel v'yichpesle is considered in the Mischav. So that's only because the Rambam Paschals like Reb Shimon, that Doshin Mischav is mutan kolateri kule. But Tzikreishe de Michale is considered Mischav. Mashenkim Tzikreishe de Yichpesle is not considered Mischav. But, according to Rabbi Yudeh, who says that Dovashim Mischav is also unclatericule, a nozer is not allowed to straighten out his hair with his hands, because of the possibility lest he'll tear out hair. And if a nozer will straighten out his hair with his hands, and he will tear out hair, will be Chayav Malkis. Assuming that it's done with Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi and so on. Because Dovashim Mischav is also not there. But if Rabbi Yudeh will be made that if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos and he'll pluck out grass, he will not be either an Israel Raisi. Why? Because it's not Melechas Machsheves. So when will that be true? Only if he's in a Mischav and it's not a situation. Let's say he walks on grass on Shabbos. But suppose someone will pour water on his hands on somebody else's grass, on somebody else's garden. So Mimele, by pouring water on the grass of somebody else, so he promotes the growth of the grass. So he's a Zereya in effect. He's an Ikea. So then, according to Rabbi Yudeh, even Be'ared Echavre, when it's Lo Yichpesle, so he'll still be Chayev, Mishum Zereya. According to Rabbi Shimon, he'll only be Chayev if he'll pour the water on his own grass, on the grass in his own garden, because then he's Neneh from the better growth of grass. So it's a Tzikreishe de Nichalei, so it's considered Mischav. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he will pour water on the grass of somebody else, where it's a psikreishel v'yichpesle. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he'll be potter because it's considered in a mischav. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so he'll be chayav lechatos if he pours water on the grass of his friend, even though it's a psikreishel v'yichpesle. But Rabbi Yudeh himself is made that if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, So even though Dovashim Mischavim is Chayvim Kolater Kuleh, but by Shabbos he's Potter, so the answer is, that's only when there is no Psikreishe altogether. So Mimele it's inconsistent with Melechas Machsheves. Mashenkin, if there is a psychreishel. But it's psychreishel lich beslei. So according to Rav Shimon, the dovashim mischaven is mutan kolatei kule. But psychreishel is considered mischaven. So only psychreishel the nichale is considered mischaven. Psychreishel lich beslei is considered heilig mischaven. Mashen kine according to Rav Yude. So there is no general principle of dovashim mischaven is mutan kolatei kule. So dovashim mischaven is also kolatei kule. And kolatei kule dovashim mischaven without the psychreishel atzeichin nozir tears out hair without kabone, he is chayev. But by Shabbos, if he walks on grass, he is poter because of his specific aloche of Shabbos, of melaches machsheves. Because dovashin mischavim is inconsistent with melaches machsheves. So when is dovashin mischavim inconsistent with melaches machsheves, if there is no psikreishe altogether? Masheinkin, if he pours water on the grass of his friend, where there is a psikreishe, but he is not nene from that meloche, he doesn't care, then it is consistent with Lach's Machsheves. Why? Because the general principle of Dovashim Mischavim Alibid Reb Shimon is a implies a concept of kavone, of intention. So Psikreishe is considered Mischavim, intended. But Psikreishe de Michale is considered to have intention. Mashenki Psikreishe Loich Peslei, so it's not considered to constitute intention kavone. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Yude, so in Kolatel Kule Dovashim Mischavim is Chayev. So there is no concept of intention of Kavonim. But if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos and plucks out grass, so he's poter because of Melaches Machsheves. What does Melaches Machsheves imply? Melaches Machsheves implies a concept of Yidin. In other words, Hoysoli Yavim Melaches Misecheke, if somebody walks out in the Vishus Rabban on Shabbos and he has a handkerchief in his pocket, and he is not cognizant of the fact that he has a handkerchief in his pocket, and he carries, even though he carried the handkerchief all day, so he's potter of a chatos. It's not a maizavere. Why? Because meleches machsheves osro teiro. The Torah asserted only a meloche that is a conscious meloche. But an unconscious meloche, the Torah didn't answer. It didn't asser. So that means that meleches machsheves implies an element of yidin. Only when the meloche is nases b'diyose, then it's osa. But if it's not nases b'diyose, it's not osa. Memele, if somebody walks, even according to Rabbi Yude, if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, when he starts walking on Shabbos, is he sure as to whether he will pluck out the grass or not? No. He knows that possibly he'll pluck out the grass. Possibly yes, possibly no. So Memele, the element of yidin, of consciousness, is lacking. Because only when one is sure that he is doing a meloche, then it's a conscious act. But when he walks on grass on Shabbos, so he himself is in doubt whether he will pluck out the grass or not. So the element of yidin is lacking. So when is the element of yidin? When is the element of yidin lacking? If there is no psikreishe at all, let's say if somebody walks on grass on Shabbos, but if somebody pours water on his hands on the grass of his chava, so then it's a psikreishe that it will promote better growth of the grass. So the element of yidin is not lacking, but according to Rav Shimon, there is a prerequisite of kavonah. So the element of kavonah is lacking. Mashenkin, according to Rav Yude, there is no prerequisite of kavonah, only of yidin. So when there is no psikreishe altogether, then the element of yidin is lacking. But when there is a psikreishe, but it's a psikreishe lich beslei, so kavonah is lacking, but yidin is not lacking. So memele is chayv. So memele is chayv. And you'll see that the Miri in Perek Habeine says the same thing. So memele, but Rashi adds one thing. Rashi says, psikreishe lo yich beslei, psikreishe lo yich beslei. Rashi is chelik andoch, and because Rashi holds that any psikreishe, even if psikreishe lo yich beslei, is chayin. Why? Because meleches machsheves implies an element of yidir, and if it's a psikreishe, even though it's a psikreishe lo yich beslei, so still there is yidir. He knows that he's doing the meloche. But the whole shita is that if it's loyich beslei, then it's kavone is lacking. Rashi is chilek on the och that even if it's loyich beslei, so kavone is not lacking. Mashenkin, if it's loyich alei, if it's koshalei, so then it's inconsistent with melaches machsheves. So we have to understand why is it inconsistent with melaches machsheves. According to the way Reb Chaim explained it, so Melechus Machsheves implies an element of Yediyah. But as long as there is a psikreisha, even though he's unhappy about it, but Yediyah there is. So why is it inconsistent with Melechus Machsheves? So there is a certain gemara. Reb Chaim doesn't mention it, but I'm sure that Reb Chaim knew that gemara in Krisis, and from that gemara in Krisis it appears that there are two aloches in Melechus Machsheves. One aloche of Melechus Machsheves is that the meloche is only a meloche asuro if it's a conscious meloche, if it is coupled with the element of Yedin. And then there is another aloche in Melechus Machsheves, that if the meloche is nasi shaloi b'rtzenei, then it's not a meloche asuro, if it's nasi shaloi b'rtzenei. Now, so in other words, you shouldn't confuse Rotzen with Kavone. There are three separate things. There is Kavone, that's intention, and then there is Yediyah, that's knowledge, consciousness, he's conscious of the Meloche, and then there is Rotzen. Rotzen means consent. So, Rashi Shite is, the Rambams and the Or Shite is, that if a person does a certain Meloche, he pours water on the grass of his friend, so he knows that it better growth of the grass will be promoted there. But he's indifferent towards it, so Mimele, according to the Oruch, Kavone is lacking, intention, the element of intention is lacking. According to Rashi, the element of intention is not lacking. Is not lacking. But then there is an element of Rotzen. Rotzen means Das. As long as the person doesn't care, one way or the other, is indifferent, is the same to him, whether the grass, the growth of the grass will be promoted or not. So he doesn't care, so then the element of Rotzen is not lacking. Mashenke, if a person will be unhappy about the Meloche, so then the element of Rotzen will be lacking, because he doesn't want it. So in other words, in the case where he squeezes out the blood of the Chalozin, and why does he squeeze out the blood of the Chalozin? He wants to use it as a dyeing agent. And he knows, he has no doubts, he knows that the halozin will be dead. But he also knows, as a result of the deadening of the halozin, so the color will not be so bright. So he's very unhappy about it. But what can he do? So at least he'll have a faint color. So it's better to know color. But he's unhappy about the fact that the halozin dies as a result of the squeezing out of the blood. So Mimele, so when we ask the question, is the meloche of Nitilas Nishome, of killing the Chalozei, is it Nasis Birtzenei Hateiv or not? So what will be the answer? It's certainly not Nasis Birtzenei Hateiv, because he's very unhappy about it. So it's not Nasis Birtzenei Hateiv. But if he had only been indifferent, then we could say it is certainly Nasis Birtzenei Hateiv. So in other words, so as far as Melechus Machsheves is concerned, so there is no requirement of Kavone altogether, according to everyone. The Oruch and Rashi all agree, all Gishenim agree, that Melechus Machsheves does not imply an element, a requirement of Kavone. But the Oru holds that on the basis of the general principle of Doroshin Mishrabi, if it's a psikreisha d'lo yichpeslei, so Kavone is left. Not because of Melechus Machsheves. Melechus Machsheves has nothing to do with Kavone. Melechus Machsheves implies two things, Yediyah and Rotz, not Kavone. Kavone, that's the general principle. So when is psikreisha considered Mishrabi according to Oru? If it's Nichal. If it's lo yichpeslei, it's considered in Mishrabi. According to Rashi, it's considered mischaven even if it's lo yichpeslei. So memele, he's chayav. Mashein kein, if it's lo nichale, if it's koshale, if he's unhappy about the meloche. So even though he knows that he's doing the meloche, but he's unhappy, so then this meloche is not done by tzein ateiv, he's unhappy about it. So the element of rotzen is lacking. If the element of Rotzen is lacking, so it's inconsistent with Melechus Machsheves. How do we know that Melechus Machsheves implies two prerequisites? Yediyah and Rotzen? So I think this is explicitly implicit in a certain demand. Explicitly implicit might sound like a repugnant expression, but... All right. Shmuel says in Chises Daf Yutes, Shmuel says, Misasik Bukhovim Varayes Chayev, Shechinen, Misasik Gishabes Potter, Mileches Machshemes Osotil. Osotil. So then Gimor Esikashe against Shmuel. Gimor Esikashe, Eisver Abudel Shmuel, Abudei Meir, Afilu Mishav, Lilakitani, Milikit Anovim, Anovim, Likitani, Shreirim, Likit Livonis, Livonis, Likit Shreirim, Rebleza Mechayev Chatos, Rebbe Shua Peite, Vyoche Misasiku. So we have a machlekes. Suppose someone had kavone to reap, let's say tain, and instead of reaping, of harvesting tainin, so you reaped anovim. Or he had kavone to reap anovim, grapes, and you liquid tain, shcheres, you liquid livonis, livonis, you liquid shcheres, so Rabbi Blazer is mechayev achatos. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's inconsistent with Rachis Machsheves, in as much as he was mischaving to harvest one meat, tain, and you harvested another meat, anovim, so it's not imaisaveir. So gohoch and misasiku, and still Rabbi Lezer is mischayev chatos, so it's a kashe against Shmuel. Shmuel says misasik b'shabes is potter. The Rabbi Shua namelu kapotter, elu min mine li mine, avu b'chad mine afil Rabbi Shua b'chad. Even Rabbi Shua, he only potters when he was mischaving, let's say, to one mean, and he was tailing to another mean. But suppose he was mischaving to the same mean. But he was mischaving to this taino, and he was tailing to another taino, so even Rabbi Yeshua will be mechayev mechatos. But Shmuel says, misasik b'shabes is poter, that if he's mischaving to this, to one taino, and he's tailing to another taino, the same mean is also part. So it's a kash against Shmuel. So the Gemara says here, "V'av Rabbi Shimon amu likapot al mina limine." Avu b'chad milaf Rabbi Shimon mechayev. Omalei, shinene, shveik masnisin v'so basroye. Hochem mayaskinon kizishovat milakit milibe. So in other words, so the Gemara, mischavei lukit anovi v'shochach v'so ba teinim bino v'ol choyod el anovi. The Rabbi Lezer so ba harinaseis. Harinaseis, kavenosei, harinaso, bakoshosei, harinaso, bakoshosei. So the Shittim Kovetzes makes a correction. Here it's written kavenosei, and all the Rishonim make the correction. Rabbi Lezer sova harinaseis bakoshosei, not kavenosei. V'Rabbi Yeshua sova harei loinase bakoshosei umachshavti. This is the way they change the girsa, all the Rishonim. So what does it mean? In other words, so the Gemara is saying in effect, Shmuel is right, and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua do not disagree with Shmuel, that there is a halacha of misase in Shabbos, that even the same mean, if of Meleches Machsheves, if he was mischaving to be like Davke Disteino, he wants to be like Disteino, and he was like another Teino, the same mean. Not another grape, but the same mean, but another taino, so is misasik isha, is potter. Why? So even Rabbi Lezer will be made that it is potter. Why? Because in that case, so he it's not nasis betaine, because he was makpi davke to be tailage this taino, not another taino, he doesn't want another taino. This taino he likes, the other taino he doesn't like. So Mimele, it's not Nazis, Bakashose was not Nazis. That means the element of Rotzni is lacking. Because he doesn't want this Taino. He wanted the other Taino. So the element of Rotzni is lacking. Masheinke, so even Reb Lezer will be made at this potter. When does Reb Lezer say that he's Chayvachatos? Even vis-a-vis two separate meaning, that is in the case, Kinshovat Milakit Milibe. In other words, Nishavein Lilakit Anovi. He really wanted to be Taylor in Shanovi. That he had to do. That was his real rotzen. And he was an absent-minded fellow. So v'shochach v'sovatein bino. So he thought he made a mistake as to what his rotzen was. So absent-mindedly he thought that he really wanted to be teilei shtein. And then, so he was mischavei to be teilei shtein because he thought that he wanted to be teilei shtein. But again, absent-mindedly, v'olchayon la'anovim. So in final analysis, what was a teilish? The thing that he wanted to be teilish. But at the time when he was teilish, the thing that he wanted to be teilish, because what did he want? He was interested, his bakoshe was, his interest was, his rotzen was in anovim. He needed anovim. He had to, let's say, he's supposed to eat anovim every day in the morning. And that was Shabbos. So because of that, he tried to be Melaket Anovi. And then absent-mindedly, he forgot, and he thought that he had to be Taylor Ishtaini. But again, absent-mindedly, Volchayod La'anovi. So, the Rableza Sova, he is Chayev. Hari Naseis Bakoshose. The Meloche is Naseis Birtzene. The Rabbi Yeshua Sova, Harei Loi Naso. It's not enough that Meloche was Nasis Birtzenei. The Meloche has to be Nasis Vidiyosei also. And since he absent-mindedly thought that Tainin Bino, and then Holchoyod La'anovim, so was he conscious that he was plucking out Anovim? No. He thought that he was plucking out Tainin. And then he found out, once he finished plucking out the Anovim, he found out that he really plucked out Anovim, not as he thought he was plucking out him. So the Meloche of Tlishe was done Birtzene, Harinasis Bakoshose, but Harinaso Bakoshose Umachshavte. It's not enough that it's Nasis Birtzene, it has to be Nasis Vidiyose also. So we see from this Gemara, Reb Chaim doesn't mention it anymore. But we see from this Gemara that Meleches Machsheves implies two halachas. First of all, a halacha that it has to be Nasis B'diyose. So the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua is, Reb Lezer will also be made there. If he's not cognizant that he's doing the halacha altogether, so then, of course he's potter. But in this case, he knew that he was doing the halacha. But he thought, he thought that he was teileish teini, and in fact he was teileish anovi. Mashenkin, if the meloche in general will not be nasi vidyose, so even Reb Lezer will be made that is potter. But Reb Lezer only says where there is yidia that he's doing the meloche, but there is no yidia that he's teileish this mean. So then it's no chisom lachis machsheves. And Rabbi Yeshua says that even if he knows that he's doing a meloche, and he's knowing he's doing a meloche of telish, but he didn't know, he wasn't aware at the time he ripped the anovim, he wasn't aware that he was ripping anovim, he thought that he was ripping tailing, so again the element of yidiyah is lacking. But we see from this Gemara that there are two halachas in lachis machsheves. One aloche melachas machsheves is that the meloche, in order to be a meloche asur, must be a nasis b'tzenei, and also a meloche, the meloche has to be nasis b'diyosei. So b'meile, Rashi shiti is, if it's a psik reishe, to lo yichpes lei, so then the element of yediyeh is present. And as far as the general principle of kavon is concerned, so it's chelik ando. But if it's loinichalei, so then too the element of yediyah is present, but the element of rotzen is lacking. So again, it's inconsistent with. So again, it's inconsistent with the concept of meleches machsheves. This is the shita pasuk. All right. Now Tuesday there will be a b'chine on all the gemara from the mishneh and on all the shurim from Rovis Meloches up to Yehiyah Vashech Day. And on the shurim, and also there will be questions on the simonim, the Shulchan Aruch of Tia Shinfer that I discussed after the meeting.
11th Shul Shabbos, Dal Tishrei HaYitov, Shin Lama Zion, September
28, 1976,
Tuesday.
We left off in the Gemara by our Shirtei, but we didn't learn the Pinnacles. We learned the Tesvis of Yisasi Kuisel Tuas Nishome. We didn't learn the Tesvis of Trei Michal and Keech and Leitzel Tzivit. Trei Michal and Keech and Leitzel Tzivit, Pira Shafal Gav, the Havib Tzikreishe, the Havib Tzikreishe, the Meder of Shimen, Hochen Michtel, Shinav, and Rochen Shim Tzvei Hodo Bufa. So we pointed out last time that according to Tesvis, so the Gemara is Chizei Yopam, Rav Esteretz, Misasik was the Nishom. According to Rashi, the Gemara is not Chizei. And what the Gemara says is so is explanatory of Rav. Of Rav. Rav said that the reason is why he's not Chayiv Mishim Tzvei Nishom is because he's Misasik, it's not Melechet Machsheves, and the Gemara explains it. Even though it's a psychiatry, but it's still inconsistent with Melechet Machsheves. Because he's unhappy with the fact that the Chalozin is dead. So, but that's according to Rashi. But according to Tetzel, the Gemara is Chizek. So the Gemara, so in the Maskone, the reason as to why he's not Chayim Tzvei Nishome is not because of Melechet Machsheves. There is no Ptur of Melechet Machsheves, but because it's Melechet Shem Tzichel Gufo, and it accords with Rav Shimon. Now the question is, so, Pirish Avog Avda Avog Tzikresh, Mid Rav Shimon Hoch, Ad Mid Rav Shimon, Hoch Em Nifta, Mishun Av Meloch Hashem Tzikho Ligu. The Afilu, but why don't we say that since Mikalko Bachabu is Chayev, some Loch Hashem Tzikho Ligu, Kosh Hashem Tzikho Chayev, the answer is, Mikalko Bachabu is Chayev, why? Because the Ptur of the general Ptur of Mikalko is based upon Melechas Machsheves. So Mimele, we say just as there is exerus hakosuf that the ptur of mikalkel doesn't apply. The ptur of mikalkel doesn't apply to chabure. So the ptur of misaseik of lechis, which is also based upon lechis marsheves, the same way doesn't apply to chabure. Mashein ki lochashin tzrich ligufo, lochashin tzrich ligufo. That's something else that's not based upon Melechas Machsheves. So even though by Chabure there is no, by Chabure, by Tinilsi Shome, so there is no Ptur of Melechas Machsheves, but the Ptur of Loshen Tzichel Gufo, that applies. So he says, Da'afilu b'mkalkil potarapshim Loshen Tzichel Gufo. Kidom ha'firik ha'nechnokim. Man shamas lidom b'mkalkil b'chabure chayim rapshimen, v'amal Loshen Tzichel Gufo, potarle. Oh, v'chi meide rapshimen psikrei she, Hane mile bi mide de nichale. I misrame. Da habe ich sich alle gufo. Aber mit mide du ich besle loy me. So we see from this thesis that the thesis shite is in the same shite thesis says in Chrises and also Dav Gimel in Shabbos that according to thesis there is no difference between psikreishe de nichale and psikreishe loy ich besle. Psikreishe is psikreishe. And in Kolat Erekule, psikreishe de lichpesle, according to everybody. So it's high. Because it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's a vada, that he'll do the meloche. So maybe it's considered mischa. It's considered mischa. So, but, if it's lo yichpesle, so then according to Rav Shimon, by Shabbos, only by Shabbos, where there is a special aloche of meloche shen tzrich oligufo, so what does meloche atzrich oligufo mean if he's nene from the meloche? And psikresh oligufo means he's not nene from the meloche itself. So mimele, it's a meloche shen tzrich oligufo. But it's only on the base of meloche shen tzrich oligufo. So mimele, it has only application to Shabbos, where there is aloche of meloche shen tzrich oligufo. Potter, according to Rav Shimon. But mikolat erikule, psikresh oligufo is chaye. That stays a shite here. And that stays a shite dav gimu in Shabbos. But teis v'shite in ksubes davov is different. Teis v'shite in ksubes davov is that as far as the deraisa is concerned, so he agrees, teis in ksubes davov agrees with the oruch. That psikresh oliyich beslei mi deraisa is muter in kolat erikule. Kolat erikule. Shabbos included. But mi derabonon it's also. So mi deraisa psikresh oliyich beslei is not considered mischab. Mi derabonon it's considered mischab. He's got zero sum. So that means that Tesis Nixuves agrees with Oruch in regard to the Raise. He disagrees in regard to the Rabbanon. Mashenk and Tesis here and Dav Gimel is Chelik and Oruch even in regard to the Raise. Oh, Bechim Eder Rav Shimon, Bipsikrei Shehane Mila Bimide Nichle, in Misram, the Havetz Chelik Bufo, Arud Mide Bloich Pesle Yeroyme. And then we see something else from this Tesis that is mentioned by the Rabbi Kveigia, you know, that I give on the base that lochatz chelikufa doesn't mean only when he does it deliberately for the purpose of the meloche itself. Even if he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of the meloche, as long as he is nene from the meloche itself, it's considered lochatz chelikufa. Because we see this is what Rabbi Kveigia said, and that is mentioned by Tesis. And v'chimei rabshim sikreishan and mile v'mile nichale yimisrami. The habit of Gufa, so Tesis defines what is called Tzchirli Gufa Yivitzlichalei. Even if he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, as long as he is nene from it, so it's considered Milocha Tzchirli Gufa. So in other words, if somebody washes his hands in his own garden, he doesn't do it for the purpose, deliberately for the purpose of promoting the growth of the grass. He does it because he wants to eat, he wants to wash his hands. So, but since he will be nene, he'll derive a benefit from the better growth of the grass, so it's considered melocha tzichal gufa. Oh, that is also mentioned in Virashi Piresh. The Hode made Rav Shimon Psik Reishe, Haine Bimaido Loich Peslei, in Misram. So when is Rav Shimon made Psik Reishe only in something that is Loich Peslei? But here it's kosher. So Rashi is chelik on the Oruch, because the Oruch shita is that Rashi is chelik on the Oruch in regard to the Reis. The Oruch shita is that bein mid Reis and bein mid Rabbanon lo yichpes leiskan, psikrei shel yichpes leiskan zidat eini mischav, and according to Rashi, lo yichpes lei is considered mischav mid Reis, mischav mid Reis, but koshalei, so then it's inconsistent with lech machshev. But anyway, Rashi says that words were Yechbeslei, so Rav Shimon is made. Vileset, Domizari, Tzrodim, Vare, Dechai.